Brad and John, KISM, the official meteorologist of the Brad and John Show is Scott Sistek from Fox Weather and the Fox Weather app. And I did see some encouraging news just a few moments ago when I looked at that weather app and I saw that 24 hours from now, at this very moment tomorrow, when we're yapping, there'll be some sunshine.
But I also saw a thing that said right now, as of 9 o'clock, there were 55-mile-an-hour wind gusts in Bellingham.
What is going to happen the next 24 hours, Scott Sistek?
Well, you're right on both counts. It's bad now, but it's going to get better. But we still have to get through the rest of most of today to get there because the rain is still falling and it's going to keep falling probably through midday into early afternoon, and then it'll start tapering off from north to south. I know it's been raining up there pretty much nonstop since Saturday. We've had it off and on, but that wall of rain, I'm down in Mukilteo, it just hit here like within the last 30 minutes. So it's our turn.
Scott, there are some reports from the Weather Service that parts of this county got 6.5 inches of rain yesterday. Just in one day.
Yep. Farther back toward the foothills there. Yeah, it's crazy. And even Bellingham, even the airport, you know, I looked it up. You've had 5.19 inches of rain since Saturday.
Yeah.
And you had two and three quarter inches yesterday was the fifth wettest day on record. And you've already had over an inch today in 6 hours. And you've already broken the daily record and it's, you know, barely past breakfast.
So how bad as the flooding is in Whatcom County right now, how much worse will it get and when will it subside in Whatcom County?
So we've got to get the rain to stop first. So obviously that's coming later today. So once the rain stops, then we need to kind of let the water, you know, run its course and get out. I saw that the Nooksack up toward Cedarville and Linden just hit like its all-time record crest. And that's going to be coming down toward Ferndale. And so Ferndale will probably see the Nooksack crest tomorrow because that water's got to make its way down the way. So even though the rain's going to stop, we still have another day or so of flooding problems just because it takes a while to clear that water out. The good news is at least as of probably noon or 1 o'clock, we should stop adding to those rivers and just kind of let them get a chance to catch up.
So we can expect standing water for till the middle of the week here is what you think?
Yeah, like Tuesday, it'll start going down on Tuesday, and then, you know, there may be some lingering on Wednesday, depending on how far it goes over, but...
So the water will stop coming out. Yeah, I think... Water stops coming out of the sky over the next day or so, but it'll keep coming out of the mountains for another day or two?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, we got to clear it all out of there.
Let's go down to Skagit County. Hamilton always has this issue when it's raining, and they... They're going to have the Skagit River. I think they said it's going to crest at its highest level in like 30 years. What's going to go on down there?
Well, it actually might hit its record. We're kind of watching that too. It's going to get close to its record crest, especially out toward Mount Vernon. But yeah, the Skagit, I think, is probably the most concerning river we have out there, just as far as like going as far over as it is, because it's like Skagit County's really been taking the brunt of this. And so we are looking at a possible record flood at Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon is supposed to crest like 10 feet over flood stage on Tuesday morning. And I think they've hit 37 feet a couple times before. They're looking to hit 37 and a half, kind of where the forecast is now. They will be more tomorrow because they're kind of at the end of the river. So this is what we talked about. It's going to take a while for that water to get down. But if you're closer to the mountains, to the source of, you know, where the Skagit is, you'll feel it today. And yeah, the Skagit is looking like it's going to at least major flood stage and possibly record flood stage.
And from what I've seen some tweets and some phone calls from home and stuff, that the Stillie's doing its thing too.
Yep. Yeah, all the North Sound rivers are kind of going gangbusters with this. And the Stillie, I think, I hadn't looked up, I think that one was supposed to hit moderate. I don't think that one was supposed to go quite close to record. I think the records were Skagit and the Nooksack upriver, and then the other one is like over on the peninsula, like the Bogoshiel and the Elwha were looking pretty high. But I think, yeah, we just got to get through this morning. Let Seattle take some of the water here for a while, because all that rain that's been up there is going to slide south through the day. So, you know, I'm looking at the radar right now. It's not into Seattle, but it's about to get there. So it hasn't rained a whole lot in the city, but they're about to get so can kind of get a taste of what you guys have been dealing with for the last couple of days.
And is it true we're going to go from about 60 degrees or so to 45 degrees or so in the next 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, actually in the next like three or four hours, but later today you're going to feel, once the rain stops, there's going to be a noticeable temperature drop. And I know it's in the mid-50s up there now. It's probably going to be in the low to mid-40s by the end of today.
Wow.
And then by tomorrow, and then these couple of dry days we have up here, it's going to be chilly. It'll be like low to mid-40s for highs. The lows on Wednesday morning may be close to freezing. If they don't get there, they'll be close. They'll be like mid-30s.
And then
so
when,
totally different world from the warm tropical rains to like the chilly sunshine coming up here.
And then when do the winds settle down here?
All right, so wind is another thing. You will, I mean, it's kind of windy there now. We're expecting a surge of west wind once the rain stops and this cold air comes in with the front. Some wind is going to come racing down the strait. And so we think farther to your south, more like Skagit County, Whidbey Island, San Juans, are going to see some west winds, maybe up to 55, 60 miles an hour. Some of those winds will still make it up into Whatcom County, like westerly 50 to 55, maybe, especially on the waterfront. This is more toward the water side of Whatcom County, not so much back into the foothills. But, you know, the foothills got the flood. You'll feel more of the wind. But that's coming a little later this morning. We're thinking probably around lunchtime. Got and it. It's a west wind, so it's not your typical, like the southerly winds we have now, we see all the time. But it's going to be more like a west to southwest wind, so that'll be something to keep an eye on, too.
All right, man, this is crazy.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep,
Scott.
It's November. Well, it's like a November doing its November thing.
I know, but I haven't seen, I've been here 13 years, but there's some of these pictures I'm seeing, the video I'm seeing from the Guide Meridian in Iowa Street, I haven't seen that here, so I think it's been a few years since we've had something like this.
His Twitter page
it's
says...
probably like...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, your spokesperson for Seattle's rain fans.
Oh, that's yep. Scott? That's Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is a...
I love the rainy day.
Yeah, well, this is kind of an historical one, it seems, around here anyway, so...
Yeah, I think once the numbers all come in, this will be ranked up there, and then in years from now, we'll be like, hey, remember the flood of November 21? It's like that.
Yeah. So, thank you, Scott.
Yeah, it's going to be something.
Fox Weather
sure thing,
app.
Anytime.
Fox Weather app. Meteorologist Scott Sistek.
Cheers.
That's the deal on that.